This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey guys, so I have a really interestingly long ghost story history, and after listening to your show for a couple months now and becoming EPP, I've noticed that what I thought wasn't very spectacular kind of probably was. So anyways, my story begins in 2013. Me and my parents and my older brother, who's 5 years older than me, so he was rarely home, so he doesn't really count towards the story. We moved into a new home, and at this point, the home it's been built in the mid-90s, so it wasn't old, didn't have any history like that. It did sit vacant for quite a few years, and then the family that we bought it from had only lived there for about a month before the dad got stationed somewhere else, and they had to move. So we moved in, you know, it was my parents' dream house, you know, it was super great. I was the only one that lived upstairs, and it's kind of a balcony setting where up above the kitchen, where the upstairs is, you can look down over a railing down to kind of the dining room area, and then a hallway goes down to the three bedrooms that are upstairs. And so since my brother was never home, ever, I don't even think he spent more than 4 nights in that house, being that he was 18 when we moved there. I was alone upstairs. And pretty quick after we moved there, right in front of my door in the hallway was a creak. And it was my little white dog. We had three dogs at the time, two bigger herd type dogs, like Blue Heeler, Border Collies, and then one little poodle mix. And the poodle mix wouldn't creak with her, but everything else walking down the hallway, we would get a big creak, and I could hear it in my bedroom. And I would hear it night a lot. I mean, it didn't have to be night. It was just anytime I was in the house. It would sound like my mom was coming down the hallway, or maybe the dogs were coming to visit. And it started with just that. And I would kind of open my door, like, cause I'd hear the creak and think, oh, someone's about to come in, and they wouldn't. So then I would open the door thinking a dog was there, and they weren't. And I kind of wrote it off, like thinking maybe it was the dogs. Well, my mom works from home, and well, both my parents do, but my mom works from home directly underneath the bedrooms, and she's a psychologist. And so she would also hear that, hear somebody walking upstairs. And she at first chalked it up to thinking it was me or again, the dogs. Well, we quickly realized after collaborating stories that it wasn't us, wasn't the dogs. And so my mom's like, I wonder if there's something here. And I never felt threatened by it. But as soon as we kind of acknowledged him, and I call it a him, I got a strong feeling that it was a guy. I started calling him Earl because, you know, I was a hilarious 13-year-old, and Earl was the funniest name in the world. So I started calling him Earl. Well, I think as soon as we acknowledged Mr. Earl, he got even more active. And he was never threatening. I never felt scared of him. But my mom would hear him walking hard a lot. Like, I'd be at school, and she'd be hearing someone walk. And even her, you know, clients at the time would be like, oh, is your daughter home? And mom would be like, oh, must be, you know, and no, not home. And all the dogs are with her in the office with the clients. And so couldn't possibly be anybody. And, you know, my dad would be gone. But it got to a point where me and my herd dog, Grizzy, she would be on the bed with me in my bedroom. And my door, I would hear somebody walking down. It would be Earl, you know, and my door would kind of slowly creak open. And my TV was across my bedroom from my door. And I'd be watching TV, and Grizzy, my door would kind of creak open, and she'd pop up and look at the door and follow something through my bedroom. And then every so often my TV would just shut off, and then my door would just slam. And what would get us was the fact that the dogs saw him and noticed him too. We'd be all sitting downstairs, and we'd hear the creaking, and all the dogs would be with us, and they'd kind of perk up and kind of look up towards the ceiling, towards the upstairs too. And it was funny because me and my mom, I mean, I got a kick out of him. He really never scared me, and I never saw him. I mean, he just kind of did stuff periodically. But it was funny because my dad, he kind of got angry with us. And he was like, there is not anything in this house. I work upstairs. He worked on the other end of the upstairs at the garage. And he's like, I work upstairs all the time. I don't hear nothing. we're all downstairs eating dinner at this time. And my mom's like, okay, but, you know, promise you there's something up there. And he's like, no, there's not. Well, at that time we heard a crash from his office upstairs, and it sounded like an entire filing cabinet got knocked over. I mean, it was a huge thing. It was scary. And my dad took off upstairs thinking that, you know, something malfunctioned with, you know, the frame of the house, and like something fell in or whatever. And he gets up there. There's not a thing. We all show up there, or we all follow him up to the office, and there's not anything out of place. There's not a window open. There's not a paper blown, nothing. And my mom just started laughing, and she's like, well, Earl wanted you to know that he is indeed here. And my dad was like, well, shit, I guess he is. And he started talking about Earl too. And we'd be eating dinner all together, and we'd hear Earl walk in. And my dad'd be like, God damn it, Earl. Like, dude, just settle down. Like, you don't need to be walking all over. Well, one night I was having a sleepover with my friend, and my mom had come upstairs, and they slept downstairs. They really didn't know. As long as we didn't walk in the creaky hallway, they had no idea if we were up or not. My mom said, okay, midnight, you're going to bed at midnight. I don't want you guys tired and grumpy all day. Like, you're going to go to bed at midnight. You know, we're like, all right, all right. So we're laughing and giggling and watching movies and stuff and thinking that we're all cool because we're not going to go to bed at midnight. And we had the light on and movie playing. We were kind of playing around doing our thing. And it was like right dead of midnight. We had heard Earl walking and stuff. And at that point, my friend, you know, she didn't really love the idea, but she too was just like, okay, it's Earl. But right at midnight, everything in my bedroom just shut off, pitch black. And even my dog, she was up on the floor. She jumped immediately up onto the bed with us. And it was like, oh my gosh. And me and my friend would like click my lamp back on, and I mean everything, like we could get it to turn back on, but I like clicked my lamp on. She's like, I think we should go to bed now. I was like, yeah, I think we should. And but this carried on for years. I mean, Earl would walk in. I had a doggy doorbell. It was like, they were big in, you know, the early 2000s, but it was like an animal shaped speaker, and that you put on the inside of your door, and then the cord wrapped around, and you could push, like mine had a dog bone, and you pushed it, it would bark. And one of Earl's favorite things to do would be walk down the hallway and ring my doorbell. No one would be there. Or he would beat my mom to it too. That was one of his favorite things. She loved to come, and she, you know, because it made me feel all adult to have a doorbell to my bedroom. And she'd walk over to my door and go to ring it. And before she could even touch it, it would go off and it would start barking, and it would do its little bark, 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 bark. And she was just like, okay, thank you. Apparently I didn't need to do that. And he lived with us. I moved out about 19, and he was still there for a while. I eventually went to a angel reader, kind of a medium angel reader lady, and she picked up on Earl, and she said, you have a presence that likes to be with you. And I was like, yeah, I mean, he's been with me. He didn't move out with me or anything, but he still stayed at my parents' house and stuff. And I was like, I called him Earl. She's like, yeah, he kind of liked that, you know. And she's like, well, I'll let him know that he can move on. And he kind of just is attached to you. And, you know, and I think he feels like he just needs to stay with you. And I was like, well, he doesn't. You know, he's not a nuisance. He can. I mean, my parents have come to, he's kind of part of the family, it seems like. And so she said that she would kind of relay a message that he could move on if he'd like to, that you were all okay and you appreciated him and so on. And after that, the activity was far and few between. And it's honestly been, I mean, I'm now 30. And so it's probably been like 8 years since even my mom has heard much going on in the house or something. And so it seems that he would kind of come back and forth, and now he's just gone now. But he was really entertaining, and it was, now that listening to everyone else's stories and stuff, I kind of feel pretty special that I had such an active, ghost in my life, and that he was quite comical. And I mean, I have so many stories. My mom would hear, you know, toilets flushing from upstairs when no one was home, because the pipe would run right through her office wall. And it was just little things that he would do. It was just kind of make us known and or make us know that he was there. So, I mean, he was pretty special, and loved to turn my TV off. And I think he thought that was pretty hilarious. So anyways, I hope you guys can use this story. And I absolutely love your guys' show. And it's great for people like me who, you know, most people would think we're just weirdos, but no, this shit happens to us and has happened. And I quite honestly, and how weird as it sounds, I kind of miss Earl and wish my kids had that kind of fun experience like I did, but I guess careful what you wish for, right? But yeah, thank you guys. And I look forward to hopefully hearing this. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.